KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Some ports of entry are getting a security boost thanks to drones and body cameras.
No longer will it be the case that people can move around without us having eyes on them.
Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says that's how they'll be improving security over the festive season. He says they'll have eyes in the sky at five ports of entry. Border officials will be kitted out with body cams to curb corruption. The minister was speaking yesterday at the Lebombo port of entry in Mpumalanga, where the first set of drones were tested.
We want to send a very clear message to people who want to violate South Africa's immigration laws, that for the very first time, you won't even know that we're seeing you. We are above you, we are around you, and we are watching on infringements along the borderline.
One person has been killed and at least six others wounded in a shooting during an apparent cash and transit heist in New Germany in Pinetown. All the details surrounding the incident aren't clear at this stage. Medics say police last night cordoned off a portion of Otto Follick Road near Shepston Road. Gareth Jameson, who's with ALS Paramedics, says two cash guards were among those wounded.
Two of them sustained injuries from assault and gunshot wounds, and an unknown person who had sustained a gunshot wound to his upper body. Unfortunately, the unknown person had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene. It's alleged that four other occupants had been shot in the crossfire and were rushed privately to various clinics in and around the active crime scene.
Zimvelo KZN Wildlife says a lion that escaped from the Shihluwe Mfolozi Park has been safely brought back to the reserve. Spokesperson Musa Mtambo says they found out that the big cat had escaped some 3 days ago. He says the lion was later spotted in the Nomvonula area outside the park.
With the helicopter, they went there, and then they pushed the lion inside. We can confirm now that the lion is inside the game reserve.
Lion did kill two cows, and our guys went to the owners, and then the owners compensate according to our policy.
And Syrian rebels have set fire to the tomb of ex-President Bashar al-Assad's father in his former hometown. International reports say locals joined them in burning the mausoleum in anger over alleged rights abuses suffered under the father-son dictatorship. Meanwhile, rebel fighters say they found a signed picture of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip among the souvenirs in the packed treasure room of the ousted leader in Damascus. A garage full of luxury cars, including a rare Ferrari worth about 68 million rand, was also uncovered this week. Now, shops are reopening and people are returning to work in the capital. Workers have told the BBC that they were hoping for better days as they adapt to life after the fall of Assad's regime. Back home, 30 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg reaching a high of 34, Richards Bay 14. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And look what's coming up in your sport. Proteas women's marathon caps bowling effort wasn't enough to save South Africa from an ODI series defeat against England. FIFA has confirmed that the 2034 Men's World Cup will be held in Saudi Arabia, and Louis Oosthuizen prepares to defend golf's Alfred Dunhill Championship title today.